All right, so what's happening here is we've got a bunch of Luciferian indoctrination all around us. The Luciferian indoctrination is in all the movies, all the TV shows, all the music. Now, they have to use God's system, so the lines are going to be blurred, you know. But once you crack open the Bible and you start reading the Bible, you see the whole system is a big fat lie. So it's the reason that policeman went into delusions today is because he's believing lies, you know. He's believing that I'm sitting there trying to compare myself with somebody, and I'm not. I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page. And so the music, the TV, the Fringe series, the Superman, the Flash, the Jessica Jones, the Orphan Black, the one with the tie that had the globe over top, under the dome, that was the name of it. All the series are people growing, but they're learning not to make judgments, but they never say you must be born from above. It's all earth plane. It's all, you got to develop your inner man, but God is trying to birth you to your new Adam, your new creature. You can play in the cube anytime you want. And sometimes the law, the flesh creature only understands law. And you can play inside the cube and hit them with the law to shut them down. You hit the flesh creature with the law. That's all they know. They don't understand love your neighbor as yourself. They don't understand grace. They don't understand truth. All they know is law. The only thing that's going to hold them back is law. And when the law comes out, and he's a flesh creature too, he's not going to try to enforce. He don't understand, you know, even though the one, well, I have everybody on my street owns their house too, except for one rental. On one moment, he says, I understand. But he wasn't doing nothing about it. Supervisor. So you can play in the cube, but you can step right out of it. This is why walking in the Spirit is so contrary to the legalist. The legalists don't understand that you can play in the cube and not be of the cube. But they only understand the cube, comparing themselves under law, under works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. But you can play inside the cube, inside time, but you're going to be judged for what you do inside time, inside the cube. You're at the Bema seat of Christ. You're going to be judged and be held accountable for what you did while you're down here as a saved person. Now, the great white throne judgment is for the unsaved. They're going to be cast in the lake of fire, but everything's being recorded. It's a theater. Everything's being recorded. Everything they say, everything they do. There's watchers. There's spiritual beings, the devils, the angels. Everybody's watching you. Even probably, you know, people say, can the saints in heaven know what we're doing down here? Probably. I mean, look, if once absent from the body, present with the Lord, you have the mind. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. I wouldn't be surprised if the saints knew exactly what's going on. There's a lot of preachers that say they don't know what's going on. Yeah, they do. They got the mind of Christ. They know what's going on down here. They're watching too. That's why when John went up to heaven, the angels, he started to worship the angels. No, I'm just like you. He already knew. And then he talked to one of the saints up there. He said, you already know. It's the lamb slain. Who is the one taking the book? It's the lamb slain. Who's the only one? Quit crying, John. Jesus is the one that can take the book. So the angels and the glorified saints were talking to John, the revelator. They know what's going on. Some of these, I mean, all it takes is just look line upon line, precept upon precept. There's no doggy heaven. There's no cat heaven. The beast goes back to the ground, the Bible says. Ecclesiastes tells you that. There's no baby angels. There's no baby angels. These people are living in delusion. They want to believe, oh, there's some baby angels flying around. No, there's not. And there's no women angels. It's just like, There's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. To be like the angels. Long story short, the earth plane is the Luciferian system. And the seed of the Word of God comes out from outside the system, and you speak it down here as a portal. You speak the Word. You must be born again. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you speak the truth into the system from outside as a portal, as a vessel, as an intermediary, as an ambassador. You speak the truth in love. But if you, he says, live peaceably with all men in Romans. I think it's in Romans. And so you do the best you can down here, but you're going to, you know, sometimes you can't live peacefully. Sometimes you got to call the law. Sometimes you got to speak the truth. Sometimes you got to crack the whip, you know. You got to crack the whip sometime. And people don't like it. You know? Why? Because the flesh don't like to be corrected. The flesh is the scorner. The flesh mind is the scorner. They hate you when you correct them. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. Rebuke a foolish man, he'll hate you. These people are sick. The flesh creature's sick. The flesh mind is sick. The flesh creature's going to hell. They're going to burn. They're going to the smoke of their torment. They choose hell right now. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry with you. What does that mean? It means receive Jesus as your Savior. Over in the Middle East, they would walk up and kiss somebody on the cheek or whatever. I think that's what that verse is talking about. But mainly what it's saying is love God. Jesus is God. You love your Creator. You love God. You worship God in spirit and truth. Your body, soul, spirit. You worship God. You love God. It's like a family, you know. Have a family reunion with your mom and your dad and your sister and your brother. You go around and kiss everybody on the forehead or whatever because you love your family. So you love God. Receive Jesus. Believe on Jesus because that's your Creator. Jesus, through Christ, God made all things. So Jesus is the fractal holographic truth of all things, spirit, soul, body, will, emotions, intellect. Jesus is the fractal truth of all things. He's the greatest carpenter. He's the greatest architect. He's the greatest archon. Everything is a pattern after Him, and everything's a piece, a fractal piece cut off. And so that's why your body has a head and has a tail. Because it's Q, following after. You're Q. Hello, Q. You didn't know you were Q. The Star Trek had this being called Q. And so you're going to be able to shapeshift. You're going to be able to go through time. You're going to be able to do all that when you get your new body. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's so amazing that these churches don't talk about this stuff. Because they'd kick them out of their seminary. They'd take away their seminary degree and everything else. They'd lose their income and their money and they'd lose their position and all that stuff. But when you really dig down to the truth, you see past it all. You see past the games. And it's nothing. And the games are the flesh mind games. They're just games. The spirit mind doesn't play games like that. What are games? Games are to teach you a repeat cycle to birth in stability. A game is just teaching you around the mountain, go again, try it again. Go again, till you get it right, till you get it right, till you get it right, till you get it right. So that's all a game is. It's moving you to a point where you can get it right the next time. Simulation. We're in a simulation repeat cycle. And the game is just a game. It's to take the G. The letter G is finished, and AME is to take your blood, water, and spirit vessel and put it back on the cross. It's a game. It's a repeat. It's the same stuff over and over. So the game is to get you to get your aim right. The game is to aim you to G. And G is take up your cross. Golgotha, follow after. That's the game. The game is the aim of the G. That's all. It's really easy. It's really simple. I didn't spend 7 years of my life every day trying to figure out what this code was about. I was decoding the Bible, decoding reality, decoding the Luciferians, decoding the, all of them, all of it. And it's all about fellowship with God. That's what it's about, people. Everything in front of you is a typology of fellowship with God. I'm looking at an alcohol bottle, and it looks like a temple at the top with a lid on it. And then if you pull the lid, you see plastic and you see silver, the silver cord broken, and the plastic. It looks like a temple at the top, like a sacrifice. Everything inside the system is preaching the same truth. Everything inside the material realm is preaching fellowship with God in typologies. That's what's happening.